This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
You always have to cough.
I know.
And it's like the worst thing you could possibly do in this day and age.
It's like a nervous. I know.
Nervous cough.
Isn't it crazy that a cough is the worst social thing you could do right now?
Yeah. Now, if you have to cough or sneeze, you have to like get up and leave the building.
But let's talk about this.
Yeah. No, I was talking about it right now. I'm like, we are talking about it. Anyway, you guys, welcome to Giggly Squad. We pressed record and Paige was like confused about it, but we're here.
Wait, have you ever noticed that when when we're both laughing really hard at something, we actually change our laugh to be the exact same laugh? We both go, ha, ha, ha. And we have like a synchronization.
Also, when you hang out with someone, you know when you start doing things like laughing like them and you start turning into them.
Yeah.
I do tell everyone, laughing at the same time is true intimacy, and that's what best friends do.
But I like when you're hanging out with someone and then you start to use like their jargon.
Yeah, do you remember when we started saying dude all the time for everything? We'd be like, dude, dude.
Wait, I was with one of my guy friends and we were talking about like things that piss you off about the opposite sex. And he said, you know what I really hate? And I was like, what? And he goes, when girls are talking to me and telling me a story and they say dude or bro. And I just looked at him and I was like, is that a personal attack on me? And he was like, I just think I don't find it attractive. And I was like, dude,
bro, shut the fuck up, bro. Also, you are a dude. You are a bro. It's weirder when a dude calls you a bro because you're like, oh, then why have you been putting your dick in me?
See, anyway. I like it. Like, because then I feel like I'm a homie, you know? I'm like, oh, he sees me as like a friend. Like, he can chill with.
And that's the ultimate compliment when a guy sees you as a bro. And then next thing you know, it's more than that if it's meant to be. Anyway, welcome to Giggly Squad. This is the longest. This is 2 minutes into our intro. We are giggly today. I think it's because we have a holiday coming up. We love a holiday on Giggly Squad.
Love a holiday.
What's your typical Thanksgiving look, L-E-W-K?
As the Kim Kardashian of my family, I have Thanksgiving at my mom's house, like my parents' house.
Is Gary Chloe?
Wow, I feel like that's an indirect fucking insult.
No, it means that he's funny, but he's not the hottest of the family.
I'm definitely the prettiest in my family. Yeah. No, I'm
just Gary kidding. Knows you're prettier than him. That wasn't like a diss. Gary, I love you and your masculine face.
Yeah, Gary's probably the Chloe. Like, everyone really fucks with Gary, but like, I am the true star.
But like, when people want to do a photo shoot, they lose Gary's number.
Right.
They somehow can't find it.
But as I walk down my stairs to go to Thanksgiving.
I feel like every day is like prom to you in that house.
Also, the fact that my parents have like a spiral staircase. Do you know how many times I'm like, oh my God, when it's my wedding? And they're like, okay.
You ever walk down and people missed it, so you walk back up and do it again?
Of course. Of course.
Do you ever drunkenly fall down it?
I've never drunkenly fallen down, but I have fallen. I have like walked down and been like, hello, was anyone going to say they loved my outfit? And my parents just look at me like they're so sick of outfits.
But what's your Thanksgiving outfit? Like, what do you think people should wear on Thanksgiving, especially this Thanksgiving? It's going to be weird. All the people are not going to be there probably because we're not supposed to travel or see too many people.
Right.
So it's probably just your parents and maybe a boyfriend or brother or sister. What do you wear?
I love dressing up, so I always get dressed up, whether it's four people or 1,000 people. Like, I'm
or
gonna
your
wear
own
what
mirror.
I want. Yeah, yeah, my own person. So I typically wear something like Thanksgiving-y, you know, mm-hmm. like a little bit dressy, maybe like a mini skirt and boots and like a chunky sweater or something. Mm. Or I go full homeless. There's no in between. No
in
between.
Wait, I totally see you with a leather boot. Or yeah, you wear like one of your nasty gal sweatsuits.
Sometimes I don't even do that. I've had many a Thanksgiving so hungover in like ex-boyfriend sweatshirts. And my mom's just like, oh, we have family coming over. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to throw up. So keep it to yourself, Kim.
Also, when you're deciding a Thanksgiving outfit, don't go high-waisted. You really have to think about the waist in this, because if you want to unzip the whole time, that's fine. But like, wear a yoga pant, mm-hmm. wear sweatpants, wear something with a stretchy, you know, band.
Yeah. I actually don't. I know
you're about
it's
to
like,
say you don't bloat, because I will punch you in the face. I'll punch you in the throat.
So weird. I don't bloat and I don't sweat. I just like I'm so small and I glisten.
Bloat after one bite of anything. I turn into I have a whole new body.
I feel like my mom has really figured out Thanksgiving Day in terms of like spacing the food. Mm. So we eat like really, really early. We basically have Thanksgiving lunch. Mm. And then when everyone's actually eating their Thanksgiving dinner, that's when we're popping off with turkey sandwiches.
Oh, so you're already doing leftovers by that time.
Yeah, we're on that leftover
shit. I know
shit
Kim doesn't
like
skip the dessert. So
oh,
when
God,
is the dessert?
No. Desserts whenever you want it to be. But mm-hmm. we do Thanksgiving dinner at like 1:32. Then we all chill. Some people are having like pie or whatever. Then by nighttime, we're doing turkey sandwiches and games. Like we get competitive. We're a big family feud family.
Ooh, I love that.
And my dad's the moderator, and he couldn't be more perfect for the job.
Wait, so you like do your own... Like, he becomes Steve Harvey? Harvey? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got Invisalign, and I have trouble speaking a little. Wait.
It's actually
how
so
do you
cute
think
you
of the answers? Like, you have...
No, it's a board game. Like, the questions
oh,
are
Oh, I thought you
written.
Literally produced a whole show.
What are we, masterminds? No.
Yeah, you're definitely...
You can buy this game.
You can buy it. She goes, go to Amazon. I do think turkey gets a lot of hate. Mm-hmm. Like, I love how people suddenly are like, watch out. You get tired after eating turkey because of the tryptophan. People love saying tryptophan.
People love it.
Of, when it's like, bitch, it's not the tryptophan. You ate 4,000 calories and you're a fucking food coma.
Like, I have turkey sandwiches all the time in the regular year and no one's talking about tryptophan.
No, and when people say it, they also feel so smart. I do, at least. I'm like, yeah, oh, tryptophan. Same. Oh, the tryptophan. Also, I think tryptophan might just be like a made-up thing by the government trying to get us to sleep.
We should... secretly play a game like how many times people in your family say tryptophan and you have to take a shot every single time someone brings it up.
That's a Giggle Squad game. Drink every time you hear tryptophan because it's fucking annoying and it's also really hard to say when you're wearing your Invisalign. But also, I was thinking about turkey. People say it's like very dry and stuff and they love hating on it. But I was thinking like your plate is like a boy band.
Mm-hmm.
On Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. just bear with me. You can't have every fucking part of the plate like a hot guy. Like a boy band cannot be all hot guys. You need a Joey Fatone. You need like an ugly guy in the back who's actually really good at singing and does all the hard work. And then like the fancy players doing it.
I can't believe you just played Joey Fatone like that.
Joey knows his role. We all love Joey. But like he doesn't have the jawline to be in the front.
Right.
So like with turkey, it's like you can't have a bomb ass cranberry stuffing, mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, mac and cheese, and then also have like you need the basic turkey as a vehicle to shove all that in your mouth,
right?
That like you don't want to have sex with, and it's just like steady and good and solid.
How depressing. If someone ever described me as just like, oh, she's just like steady, she's good, she's solid. I don't want to have sex with her, but I like her presence.
I'm basically like, if you want to have sex with your turkey this Thanksgiving, it's an issue. But what's your favorite part of the plate?
Okay, here's a hot take. I feel like the way you put things on your plate is very specific to your personality.
The
feng shui of your plate says a lot about who you are as a human. So some people can't have things touching. You know, like there's separate sections for each thing. Like, okay, my peas are over here. Mm-hmm. My mashed potatoes are over here.
I love that you brought this up. It's very important.
And then there's other people that are just slopping shit on, you know, just going to town. I would say I'm like a middle of the road person. Like my things can touch. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But I'm not like mixing it all together, making like a pot pie on my plate.
Yeah, I have a hot take. Obviously, okay. Like, I don't want my plate to be like a Catholic school dance where like the nuns are like, no, six inches. You don't need to socially distance your food. I think as Italians, we're very into dipping.
Like, oh, we love a sauce.
You love a sauce. You love a dip. So I will love to take a turkey, put cranberry on it, throw a little mac and cheese on it, a little gravy. I think that people who don't want their foods to touch have serious intimacy issues and need to go to therapy. That's my hot take. Like, I don't trust people whose food can't touch. Like, what are you scared of? Who hurt you?
I agree. I think it's weird. I love that you said that Italians love, like, a dip. It's so true.
Like, have you ever gotten pasta with no bread and been like, who's, can I speak to the manager?
Yeah.
Like, it's like insulting. Like, am I supposed to dip my finger in it?
I also hate being at a restaurant and there's like that one person that you're at dinner with and they're like, no bread for me. And I'm like, okay, you don't need to shame everyone else that like you're not having bread. Just don't take it. You know, like don't announce it to the table.
Don't eat it and let me have it later.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. Like, oh no, I'm not doing bread. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, people talk about bread like it's poison. Bread is actually like the glue that keeps people together. Yeah, the backbone of society. And society's not doing great, so I don't know what that says. What if you had to be a if you had to be a Thanksgiving food, which Thanksgiving food would you be?
I mean, so easy. So easy. The turkey, because I like to be the center of fucking attention at all times. I like people to talk about me all day.
Mm-hmm. Good or bad, we don't care.
Like, yeah, I don't care. Keep my name in your mouth. Like, is it going to be good? Are we good? Like, do you think it came out good? Everyone's checking on it all day.
Is it too skinny? Is it too fat?
They're like poking it. And they're like, I think it's ready.
Yeah. Did it get too much sun?
And then you have it and you're like, it's okay.
Like, it was way more fun to talk about.
I feel like that is a conversation that all of my ex-boyfriends have had with someone about me. Like, yeah, no, she was good. Like, it was good.
Like, it looks better in photos. Yeah.
I'll get a different brand next year.
I do have to say, so stuffing, my nana makes like a stuffing that's like very moist.
Okay.
Sorry for using that word. I know it's triggering for some people.
Yeah, it is. And not for me, though. I kind of like it.
I love that.
Yeah.
She uses like sausages in
it. Oh, you do like meat stuffing.
Yeah. Italian stuffing.
Yeah.
But then we also have the like box stuffing.
Right. Same. Just,
so you have the options to mix it.
Okay, people who aren't Italian don't know about meat stuffing.
It's the best. I don't think. It like melts in your mouth.
Do you put it on your sandwiches after too?
Put it on everything.
Yeah, I put it on everything.
Put it on my fucking ice cream. But I feel like I'd be stuffing because, you know, I have multiple personalities. I'm full of carbs at all times.
Yep.
I can have like a dry personality and sometimes I have nuts in me.
Wait, that took me like seven seconds.
And I was just looking at you over Zoom like na, 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 na,
na. Oh wow, I've actually never had stuffing with nuts in it.
Paige loves a good dick joke. I feel like I there's some nut in it. Or people who are allergic to nuts are like, oh shit.
Yeah. I try and stay away from people who are allergic to nuts.
Yeah, they do ruin the fun a lot of the time.
Yeah, they do.
Do you know that, like, if you wanted... Okay, this is going to be a hot take, but if you wanted to murder your ex-boyfriend, you can just eat, like, a PB&J if you found out he's allergic to peanut butter and, like, make out with him.
That's some dark shit.
And then just be like, oh, my God, I forgot. They're like, why are you eating a PB&J at 2 a.m.? And you're like, who doesn't? It's actually a really great 2 a.m.
Come on over here. I don't think I've ever had a boyfriend who is allergic to nuts. But I'll keep it in the back of my head because I'm sure I'll have one at some point in my life.
So final question about Thanksgiving, because mm-hmm. now we're on 15 minutes about Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I, growing up in Brooklyn, New York, it's not like very neighborhoody. I've never had a Thanksgiving Eve. I didn't even know it was a thing until about like, even after college. Like, we don't have like one bar in Brooklyn that like all the local kids would go to.
Right.
So, do you have Thanksgiving Eve?
Okay. Thanksgiving Eve is my fucking holiday. It's my Super Bowl, if you will. I have participated in Thanksgiving Eve since my freshman year in college. And when I say participated, I mean my outfit was planned weeks in advance for this. Because not only are you rolling up to your neighborhood bar, but which is down the street from my home, about a 4-minute Uber drive, which back then was a cab drive, or my dad. So Thanksgiving Eve is the one night only that you see every guy you've ever hooked up with in your hometown. You see their ex-girlfriend, you see their new girlfriend, you see that bitch in high school that you did not fuck with, but like you have to talk to. It is the craziest night of existence.
And do people just get hammered? Because that sounds super anxiety producing.
No, everyone just gets hammered. It's so packed you can't even move.
And they're like, you're like, I never even liked you, Steven. I never even liked your stupid fucking haircut.
Yeah. Like, you have conversations with people. I feel like every Thanksgiving Eve, I have the same conversation with a different guy. And it's like, do you know I always had a crush on you? And they're like, you did? Why didn't you ever tell me? I think I've had like, that conversation past 5 years.
Hey, Brad, come over here. And they're like, it's John. And I'm like, John, I've always had a crush on you.
Like,
and they're
like,
you literally
time,
never spoke to
year?
Me.
I've gone blackout the past, I don't know, 10 Thanksgiving Eves.
What do you drink?
Anything. Yeah. That night, there's no rules. I'll switch to tequila, back to vodka, back to gin. Like, it's just wild. Mm-hmm. Last year was the first year I went out on Thanksgiving Eve, and I looked around and I said, I am an old bitch. I am the girl that everyone is looking at being like, oh my God.
What year did she graduate?
Yeah, like, what year was that? Is she like 30 now? And I'm like, oh my God. Because it's the night where, like, people you went to high school with, their younger siblings are now out and like experiencing Thanksgiving Eve. And you're like,
oh. You're like, who let them in? Yeah. But then they're like, who let those old people in?
Yeah, they're like, well, we're 21 now. And I'm like, you're kidding me. Like, and then you have to leave. But
like,
I've spent.
Their brains aren't fully formed. They shouldn't be allowed yet.
Not at all.
Neither are ours, though, really. All. Wait, so do people try to like show off, like, I'm doing well now, like a reunion, and like buy a ton of shots for people? Like, is there that? Like, are people trying to show, like, ooh, I lost weight, or ooh, like, I have a new hot boyfriend?
No, I don't feel like it's that. I always go out with the same people every year, and that's my brother. I'm like, Gary, we're going out on Thanksgiving Eve.
Chloe.
No, I don't feel like people try and show off, but you definitely have to look your best because that's like the only time once a year that these people are seeing you.
Yeah. Not on Instagram.
Right.
When you got on the show, were you nervous for your first Thanksgiving Eve after for people to be like, oh my God, that girl does reality TV now?
Yeah,
I mean, that girl kissed
of,
a guy in reality
because
TV.
There's like, there have been times that I've been out like in my hometown and I could tell people were talking about me. And obviously because I'm so anxiety ridden, I'm like, oh my God, they hate me. They're probably like, ew, that fucking loser. She's like on reality TV.
You're like, she has a friend who got eaten out on reality TV. What a whore.
So I get super nervous, but no one's ever like come up to me and been rude. But
I feel
like my
people either pretend they don't watch the show when they do, and then you're like, oh shoot, I guess they must hate it or something, but they're trying to be like chill, or they do watch the show and they're just like, yeah, we love it, let's talk about it. And you're like, yes.
It is funny because I've caught people in like, oh, like I don't watch it. And I'm like, oh, like don't worry about it. Like you shouldn't. Yeah. It's trash. You know, like don't. Like trying to make it not awkward.
Yeah.
And then like two more sentences into the conversation, they're like, oh yeah, I saw that. And I'm like, but you didn't. Why? Mm. I'm like, oh.
Oh.
Okay, cool. No, it's fine. Like it's almost like they want to make me feel bad that I'm on it. But then they're like, but you watch it. So.
It's definitely awkward because you don't know what kind of game they're playing with you emotionally.
But right. Are you trying to compliment me or insult me? Like, either way, I'm fine with
I'll go with either one.
Yeah, just, like, if you want to insult me, I'll jump on that bandwagon. Like, I hate myself, too. Like, I get it. But, like, just let me know what we're doing.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm excited for Thanksgiving. I feel like a lot of people might not be with their families. So, we hope that we gave you a little giggle for this. And we're just grateful for all the gigglers. We're so grateful.
Yeah, that's what we're grateful for this year. We're grateful for this community that we built from ashes. Literally, we're at like the lowest points in our lives. We're like, what? We live with our parents again. And like, what are we doing?
And, let's not
and we built
my
this
cats,
amazing community. And I'm so thankful for it. And I love it.
And this podcast is actually my favorite part of the week because we're forced to talk shit with each other.
Yeah,
because like we're kind of getting busier now, so I don't know necessarily if I FaceTime you if you're going to be like full focused on like the shit I want to talk.
Right.
But back then, like we're at any time, I'd be like, yes, I need someone to talk to.
Right.
And now
right.
you'd be like, oh, I'm doing a shoot, and I'm like, so she doesn't love me anymore. Let's do some fucking front page news.
Okay, this is a big one, and this just started. Oh wow, ooh. I have it like committed to memory. I didn't even screenshot it. Like, how deep are you in TikTok?
I was so deep in it in quarantine, and then I, like, took a break emotionally, and now, like, I'm you know, there's, like, the reels thing.
You flirt with the idea of it.
I'm flirting with it, but I don't go into it because I get scared.
Okay, so let me just give you, like, a little backstory. Charli D'Amelio, you obviously know who she is. She's 16. Her sister, Dixie, is 19. I love both of their names, but that's beside the point.
Cute Italian girls that
cute Italian
did a couple dances and blew the fuck up.
Right. So they recently moved to LA because now they're like blowing up.
Where are they from?
Chicago.
Okay.
I always thought Dixie was younger than Charli for some reason. I don't know, but I'm stupid. So they have this YouTube show. I think that they're all trying to have reality shows. Mm. Like, not everyone can do it. No, we got it. We got it.
Interesting.
Got
stay
it.
In your fucking lane, dicks.
So I think that they're all trying to have reality TV shows like The Sway House, The Hype House. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they'll get it at some point. But they have this YouTube show where it's their mom and dad and the two of them. And they all are having dinner. And then they invite a guest. So the guest was that makeup artist, James Charles.
James Charles. Are they interesting enough? Like, I know their dances are great, but are they interesting enough to have like...
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
So I would never watch this YouTube show like on my own accord, but because there was so much drama happening from it, I was like, okay, I need to watch like the full episode to really get what people are saying about it.
And side note, before we delve into the drama of it... Mm-hmm. When you said, Hannah, are you into TikTok? I recently posted a TikTok, a quite wholesome TikTok of me and this little girl doing a dance because I went to this like friend's place who has a daughter. I mean, she's like an older friend. Anyway, and the daughter is 11 and she was like, she has frizzy, curly, beautiful red hair. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I want to cut my hair short. And I was like, why? Like, I feel like if you go short, it'll be like really, really puffy. Cause right now it like holds it down cause it's long. And she goes, I want my hair to be like Charli D'Amelio's. And I go, you mean, she has straight black hair. And she goes, yeah, but she dyed it pink in the front. So I want to dye pink in the front and then black and short. And I was like, wait, you're obsessed with Charli. And she goes, yeah, Charlie's my everything. So like, we're not her demographic.
No.
Her demographic is like an 11-year-old.
Right. So this YouTube show is like a full production. Like you can tell that there's producers all around. Like they want this to be a thing. The dad and the mom kind of not host it, but they kind of keep the conversation going in terms of like they're asking the guest like questions. But it's not like it's not good. Like they're not no one's funny.
What are Charli and Dixie doing?
So the whole thing was that they came off bratty. Now look, Charli is 16 years old. You know, she's a fucking child. You're a kid. You have no, you just got famous in a year. Obviously, she's going to say some shit that like you wouldn't say at 27 or 28. Like,
but
whatever.
It's also interesting. Like it's edited. Like they kept
it is edited. So they have a personal chef who made them this big like paella and like this big dinner, whatever. Dixie took a bite of like a snail. It was in the paella and she threw up. People were saying that was her disrespecting the chef. Then she went out on her Instagram and was like, everyone on my team knows that I have a really weak stomach and I throw up a lot. So the producers were trying to get me to have a reaction. That's mm-hmm. why they made me eat the snail. It had nothing to do with the chef and what he mm-hmm. cooked. Mm-hmm. Then Charlie said, I think it would be really cool that I got 1 million followers and in the same year I reached 100 million. And James Charles was like, oh, the 95 million wasn't good enough. And she was saying like, no, obviously it is. But I just think it would be like so cool if it was an even number and I'd gone from 1 million to 100 million. Like, that's crazy. She wasn't saying it in like, I need 100 million. Like, she mm-hmm. was just, she was being a 16-year-old kid who mm-hmm. just got famous mm-hmm. and was like, wouldn't it be cool if I reached this milestone within 1 year? Mm-hmm. People lost their fucking minds. They're trying to cancel both of them. The comments on their TikToks are insane. I mean, people telling the girls to kill themselves.
It's also insane because you have to think of perspective. Like, do you remember when we used to just get like, when we got double digit likes on Instagram?
Yep. When like, I when you hit
like
11.
It wasn't names and you hit yep. 11. You're like, yep. like I literally, if you scroll
you
down
turned
my
into
Instagram,
Lady Gaga. You're like iconic, never been done before, groundbreaking. I'm like,
yes. And for people to understand, like, it's like money. Like, once you start making money, that 10,000 feels like the $10 it used to when you were little.
1,000%.
So like,
1,000%.
I don't think they did anything wrong.
They did nothing wrong.
This is the thing that I actually learned from Taylor Strecker that I'm so happy we brought up, is the art of trolldom.
Yeah.
The stages of how someone becomes a troll. Because mm-hmm. me and you have both, you know, dealt with trolls before. This is how someone becomes a troll. First, they discover you.
Yep.
They discover you. They, for whatever reason, I'm like, I choose her. I like her. I feel connected to her. Then they start experiencing you and they're like, yeah, I like her. I actually love this girl. I think we would be friends. This is my fucking girl. Mm-hmm. I love her. Then like you're at Thanksgiving dinner or you're out with friends or you're on the phone and you're like, oh, you know Paige DeSorbo? And someone goes, oh yeah, I know Paige. Oh yeah, I love her from somewhere else. And you somehow for a second feel like, wait, Paige isn't mine. Or like Hannah's not mine. Other people know about her. Then you start
interesting.
Think about it. So then okay. you start to get upset. You're like, wait. Paige doesn't care about me like I care about her. And I don't like that. And like Paige has been making friends with other people and they see her in different lights than I do. And I feel like disrespected. Like Paige doesn't care about me. Then comes the hate. Now, when people troll on you, they don't just hate you. They used to love you. So they start hating you. So then it's like, fuck that. Fuck Paige. She doesn't give a shit about me. Like she thinks she's bigger than me, whatever. And then they try to destroy you. And I want to just bring up this moment that our Facebook group made me cry.
Like actual tears?
Actual tears. Okay, I was PMSing, but like I cried and I was commenting on the Facebook going like, I'm crying right now.
Wait, is
like,
this when you called me?
Maybe. But it was the day that like we wanted our podcast to go live on Sunday.
Oh, yes.
And we said we were going to go do an Instagram live and we had everything set up. And then mm-hmm. we had a technical difficulty that we had to go later. We yes. had to push the podcast later. But Ray told everyone we were going live.
Right.
And
right.
I was so upset. We worked our fucking asses off to make it work. And it just was out of our control. So yes. we get on. We have nothing to say. We joke like, this is a pyramid scheme. Haha. We're so sorry. Like, it's going to get up. We love yeah. you guys. Like, I had no service. It was just like, it was rough. But we did it. We showed our faces. The Facebook page, Giggly Squad, apparently, like, it's always just a couple people. But someone was like, fuck Hannah and Paige. I used to love them. Now, like, they're joking that this is a pyramid scheme. They don't give a shit about us. They don't care about us. And I start just sobbing. And I'm like, all I want to do is make you happy. And then I heard these stages of trolldom. Because what hurts the most is when it's like, I know you. I loved right. you. And now I don't. But yeah. it's really just like, anyway, long story short, what's happening, I'm not comparing my fame to Charlie because she's on like a whole nother level and I can't even imagine like
no, I couldn't
Dunkin'
imagine.
Donuts has a drink for her. Mm-mm. So her thing is she posted, I saw just like sobbing on Instagram Live.
I mean, she's 16. Could you think about the mental state that you were in at 16 regarding anything, like everything that happens to you when you're 16 that's catastrophic,
oh my God,
in your mind is the end of the world.
Yeah,
like you think you'll never love again, like when that guy breaks up with you, or like no one will ever be your friend, like you think your life is going to suck. Could you imagine the feeling of millions and millions of people just being like, fuck you, she lost more followers in one day than I'll ever even have in my life. Do you know what I mean?
So what happened is, if one person sends you a mean message, it sucks, but you're like, whatever, like you're a fucking crazy person. Yeah. But what happens with trolling, it becomes this group mentality where the trolls like jump on it. So when you have hundreds of thousands of millions of people telling you you're a fucking shitty person, you start to be like, wait.
1000%.
Am I a shitty person?
Yeah. 100%.
It's all just a group mentality. And that's what happened in like in all of history, is whenever you put a group together, some people will start hating people and you jump on that bandwagon. And I empathize with Charlie, but also it's like TikTok, the algorithm was so crazy in the beginning that like, I don't know, people were blowing up for like, nothing. She's an incredibly talented dancer, but like no one would expect that she would become that fucking famous from doing TikTok dances as a 16-year-old. When there's like, no offense, Charlie, there's some way more talented dancers out there.
Right.
But there was something about her likability and like innocence, or I don't know. Everything
happens for a reason. Like she was, you know, she blew up. For whatever reason, she blew up and she's 16 years old. Like some shit's gonna happen. And what she said and like whatever her demeanor was, okay, if there was a camera on me at 16 and every time I acted like a brat, I mean, come on. Especially sitting at a dinner with your parents, like I'm sure there's a billion times in my life that someone could be like, wow, what a fucking
asshole. But it's also hard
because
like she didn't get famous for her personality. She got famous for these TikTok dances.
Okay,
and
that's
now
the other
they're
thing.
Trying to sell her personality. They gave them a podcast and it's like you can't just expect them to just know how to do it. It takes years of like me and you have been,
not to sound like whatever,
a brat.
But I was watching their YouTube and I had that exact thought. I was like, oh wow, they're trying to do like a reality show. They didn't get famous for their personalities. They're not whatever. This is, it's awkward because it's hard to do that. People think like, oh, it's easy to just have a camera in your face and then just like be yourself. Yeah. Like it's really hard.
I would never be able to have done that even when I was 24.
No. Like, no,
I always love that we did reality TV later in our life because we like we kind of knew our opinions and we knew ourselves a little more, because you can't 1000%. Trust yourself with a camera in front of you if you don't really.
I mean, we're almost 30 years old, and when our season ever when like we start airing, we get terrified.
Yeah.
You know, and we're almost in our 30s and we're nervous for shit we've said. Could you imagine being 16?
It's just so funny too, her reaction is so what I would do at 16, where you just go on live and you sob.
You're just like, I'm so sorry. So moral of the story, we stand with Charlie is not getting canceled on our watch.
Yeah, Charlie,
you
didn't
know,
do anything
like,
wrong.
Come on. Yeah, she's
but she's whatever. Definitely growing fast, and it's interesting to see someone go from nothing to something in a year and how they handle it.
Exactly. That's so well put. Okay, let's do it next. The Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip are celebrating their 73rd wedding anniversary.
Wow. Do you think they still have sex?
No.
Okay.
At what age do you think you stop having sex?
All I know is my Nana went on Chat Room and said that she still has sex 3 to 5 times a week, and that my Papa's still very horny.
Wow.
Verbatim.
I don't think I've ever had sex 3 to 5 times a week. Even in my, and I'm 28, and I don't think I'm like, am I okay?
No, my Nana's just like, oh, she knows how to have a good time.
How old are Nana and Papa?
Nana is 79 and Papa's like early 80s.
I fucking love them.
How
okay,
old
so
is
the
queen? Do we know?
The queen is 94 and Prince Philip is 99.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
I wonder if their kids are just like, well, these motherfuckers.
I mean, 73 years together, you're the same person. You've now morphed into one human because
or
you've
been literally hate each other so much you can't even like look in a similar direction.
Could you imagine being with someone for more years than? Well, no, I guess that always happens.
That was stupid. Then you're with yourself. Wait a second.
It's like, wait a second.
No, it just, I think relationships evolve from like, they just become like your partner in life. It's like your mom. Like, you're not like, oh my God, you have to spend another year with your mom. You're like, no, she's my person.
Right. No, I get it. I get it.
I want to talk about, because I've been watching The Crown.
Okay. Let's talk about it. Because
and apparently, Queen Elizabeth, I love how excited you just got. Queen Elizabeth is not happy with how they're being depicted, which makes me laugh so hard to think of Queen Elizabeth watching Netflix. Like, we watch Summer House and being like, no, I don't like how that came out. No,
yeah,
that's,
you're
that's
like,
not it.
False. Not what fucking happened.
Okay.
She's like, I want to tweet about it, but that's even crazier. Like, whatever. I'll just take it. It'll blow over. People aren't even going to watch. It'll be fine. Like, that's what goes through my head. I'm like, in 2 weeks, no one's even going to remember.
But I think that the queen is upset because they're just showing how the traditions of royalty are hurting relationships, in that they basically forced Prince Charles, who is way better looking in The Crown than real life.
I mean,
I would
if I
fuck
Prince
the
Charles.
Shit out of fake Prince Charles.
Agreed. That's literally like if we did a movie and we got fucking like Angelina Jolie and like Jen Aniston to play. Wow, what an interesting pairing. I wonder if they'd get along. But that's how it feels.
That's
like
what
for
they
Prince
should
Charles.
Do though. They should fucking make a huge movie, the two of them, and just be like, fuck you, Brad Pitt. Like, I love doing that when you know when you don't like your ex's new girlfriend and then they break up and then you could finally talk to her and be like, he was a monster, right? And she's like,
dude,
yep. And I'm like, now we're best friends.
I have so many girlfriends that like I feel like we've cross-contaminated that yeah. Like, oh, what do you think about him? And I'm like, loser, hate
him. I love
so
when you
I'd love to have Angelina and Jen really chop it up about Brad.
Oh, I that's the red table talk I want to see.
Manifest it. Should we get them on Giggly Squad?
Yeah.
Imagine if it comes through Jen Aniston's PR. Like, hey, these two girls from reality TV have like a subpar podcast.
They giggle a lot. And she's like, oh yeah, I like giggling. That was my Jennifer Aniston. Oh.
I feel like that was like my dad. Like, what?
That might have been worse than my Snoop Dogg.
Okay,
wait. Anyway.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets, like
you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. I love that it's warmer weather. I love when the seasons change because the outfits change. And now we can say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and t-shirts. Quince always has your lineup of timeless pieces that keep you looking effortlessly chic all year long. I loved their cashmere sweaters this winter, but now it's all about their European linen dresses. Their blouses and shorts are $30. Washable silk tank tops are timeless, and they also have 14 karat gold jewelry and so much more. I actually bought all of Craig's curtains in his living room from Quince probably like a month ago and were absolutely obsessed. The best part about Quince is all their items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/giggly for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/giggly to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/giggly.
Oh yeah, so the queen basically told Prince Charles, like, you have to be with Diana. And I was arguing with someone because it's hard to understand why people are so fascinated with Diana. Like, it's not like she was a random girl picked up from the street that right. became a princess. She's from royalty.
Right, right. Which I think people forget.
People forget, like, she was supposed to be in that crowd.
Yeah.
She did have, like, a kind of cool haircut, but that was about, like, the only unique thing.
Right.
And I guess she was, like, a girl of the people. Like, she was, like, less stuck up.
Yeah, I think she was just pretty, like, down to earth.
But I guess it's, like, not that hard to be down to earth compared to a royal.
Right.
But anyway, it turns out they basically showed in The Crown, which is amazing. I've never watched it before until this season.
Me neither.
Oh, my God. So I've watched a ton of Diana documentaries and I just like I'm into it. So you can start it at this season. It shows that Prince Charles was obsessed with this woman, Camilla, was not allowed to marry her because she was not royalty. Mm-hmm. And she also was married. So it was like a little sleazy, a shiesty. And Diana gets picked. She like did great with the family. And then he literally ignores her, makes mm-hmm. bracelets for Camilla, mm-hmm. all this stuff. And Diana just becomes super depressed. She's bulimic. She hates herself. She hates him. And that's where I'm at. And I'm not spoiling because this is literal history. You can fucking Google it. So everyone shut up who just got mad. If I get a fucking DM about spoiling, it's like, this is American history, bitch. Jessica, shut up.
You literally can't spoil it because it's real life.
But like, I love Diana, and like the fact that it's showing her mental health problems behind it, I think is fucking awesome.
Here's the thing that I'm so confused with. It's like, okay, they picked her to mm-hmm. be the princess mm-hmm. and then they got mad because everyone loved her. And you're like, wait, what? Wasn't this the point? You're like, the sister, like Charles's sister. It's like, bitch, you should have been smart enough to know that everyone loves her. Why don't you become best friends with her if you want attention so bad? And like,
yeah,
be
like,
nice.
Why do you think
her?
We are best friends? I was like, Paige is super likable.
And because we're narcissists and we're like,
I'm super likable.
Great for my brand. No, but it's like,
if you
why
can't
are you being
beat
so,
them, join them.
Yeah, like, why are you so jealous of her? Just also, why don't you just be nice to her and see if you guys would be friends?
It also shows how jealousy is. Like, everything looks greener on the other side, whatever the fucking quote is, because right. she's jealous of this girl who literally
and this
is
girl
empty,
hates her life. Yep.
Hates her life. It was interesting to see, like, you become princess, everyone's jealous of you, but you're literally locked up in a castle mm-hmm. with people who have no affection towards
you. And you know that your husband doesn't love you. And he loves this other woman.
There's something that hurts more between, like, someone that just, like, you're not sure if they love you versus knowing they love someone else. Like, that fucking hurts.
Wow.
Because you know where you're like, oh, we could get there versus, like, no. He has someone else on his mind. Like,
wow.
That's next level pain.
That's next level
Because you'll
level
never
pain.
Be that. You'll never be that person.
I don't want to jinx myself, but I don't think I've ever felt that pain. Like, I don't think I've ever known that I'm with someone and the reason they don't want to be with me is because they love someone else. They don't want to be with me just because of my general personality.
they're like, her captions are much funnier on Instagram. The conversation we're having right now, but I actually
like, I think I feel she's like cute, but
I felt that way when I was like really little. Do you know when, like, because nowadays if you like someone, it's like you try to date or you don't, but like when you were little, you'd find out like the guy you like has a crush on like someone else. Yes. Like in elementary school.
Yes.
So that was like my darkest moment. But I think he was doing it to make me jealous. That's what I told myself. Once this one girl was super mean to me, mm-hmm. and my big crush who liked me, and I think he was dating her to make me upset. They started dating, and I did the most fucked up thing I've ever done in my life. I was 11 years old, and this is deviant. I went up to her and I told her, hey, I heard that he's gonna break up with you, so you should definitely break up with him first. And then I went up to him and I said, hey, she's gonna break up with you, so you should do it first. And then watch them in the playground, dude, break up with each other. And then just was like, am I Machiavellian? And then I was like, I think I should fuck guys. I'm just gonna take over the world.
Wait, how old were you?
11. Paige, I'm like an evil genius.
Picturing 11-year-old Hannah Burner on the playground just watching this go down is I will think of this moment anytime I'm upset. Because just the thought, and I literally of like told your straggly no one that I did brown it. Hair blowing in the wind, just being like, yes, it's all
there's
happening.
Some leaves in the background. I literally told no one until this day. Like,
so
that's
what
how
happened
good it
with
was
you and the guy after.
Oh, he actually admitted that he like had feelings for me after like college, like one of those where he's like, let's try to make it work. And then he like didn't grow as tall as I wanted him to. Like, he was
got
super
it,
cute in middle
got
school.
Got it.
Yeah. Oh, that's that. Anyway, what else is up in front page news?
Anyway, Luann has a new boyfriend.
Lou!
Yeah,
we love Lou.
We love Lou. He is a personal trainer. They were spotted out in the Hamptons at like a popular restaurant, and they met on Hinge.
Do you know what's so funny? I had lunch with Luann, you remember?
Okay.
Over the summer, she like has a place in Sag Harbor, and she takes this little boat out to Shelter Island, and some gigglers were like, Hannah, Luann wants to get lunch with you. And I was so nervous because it was Luann's assistant who knew who I was, not Luann.
Got it.
So I brought my mom because I was like, maybe they'll get along because they're like literally the same age.
Right.
And we got hammered. Luann was amazing. And she was telling me that she's on Hinge. And that's
so
when she started telling me like about how European guys are like the best guys to date, and how like she can't date these boys, and like she's epic.
She's but epic. I would not expect her. I don't know why. But
to
I
be
would
on Hinge?
Not, yes.
I think that it's just, it's hard out there. And
it's hard
I also
out there
think she
streets.
Has a very young energy to her, mm-hmm. where she kind of wants to just do what the kids are doing. And she has a liveliness to her. Like, she literally is just hanging with us, drinking beers. She loves talking to people. She's very social. And Hinge, I mean, I love Hinge. Because they give you the height.
Yeah, they do.
You can see their personality immediately. This is how I do Hinge. I look at their, if they're hot and they don't have like a fish photo. And then if they're hot, there's so many times I'll see their answers and be like, thank God I didn't go on a date with them. Like, you know they're going to be boring. My favorite is when people are like, I love good food. And I love traveling. It's like, shut the fuck up. Everyone likes good food. And you going to Daytona Beach once for spring break is not traveling, you boring fuck.
You know what I find fascinating on Hinge is sometimes I'll come across someone's profile and I'll just be like, whoa, we couldn't be more opposite, and this is fascinating to me. Like, someone that's like, I just like reading books and like
hiking.
Going to museum. Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, we'd fucking hate each other. And I'm just interested on like what that would be like.
There's also the way people answer questions. Like, they'll be this, people love doing like, where would you be at a party? And it's so easy to be like, by the food or by the pet. And like, if people say by the food or by the pet,
get a personality.
It's not a personality trait that you like dogs. Okay. That's all
right,
I have to
say. It's over. It's done.
Like, I like cats. That's cool.
All the jokes on like, we love The Office. Like, shut the fuck up.
Stop. Stop it. It is a widely accepted comedy that everyone finds funny. You're not unique. Oh my God, I love shitting on.
You're not unique. If you're like pizza, like you love pizza. Yeah, no shit. It's bread and cheese. Everyone fucking loves it. Like, if you don't love it, you're a weirdo. Anyway, so those are our sentiments on Hinge.
We love Hinge.
We love Hinge.
I actually do. I met British Dave on Hinge.
Oh, yeah. I've never met anyone on...
Hinge has, like, good foreign guys, too, in New York. Like, really? A lot of Irish, a lot of British.
So crazy. This, I don't want people to attack me, but, like, I don't think I've ever gone on a date with someone who has an accent.
Paige, as someone who has the most incredible fake British accent, the
Paige. Don't.
What? You need to date a British guy.
No, I actually do. No, I really do, because I just feel like I want to couple up. Someone who really gets me. No, yeah, isn't that crazy? I've never gone on it. I've never even talked to a guy who had an accent. Like, you know, talked like.
What's your favorite accent if you had to, besides Massimo?
God, don't even get me started. I mean, I feel like the usual suspects, like British, Australian. I do have one Australian guy friend who is very good looking, and like I do like his accent, but we've never like, you know, we're just friends, but. I think British, Australian. I do like Irish accents. Yeah. Do you know anyone?
I'll see what I can do. Oh, I love our manifestation. Yeah. Wait, can we wrap it up with just discussing some Bravo shit?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, are you caught up in Salt Lake City? Have you watched Southern Charm? Are you watching OC? Potomac?
All of the above. I don't have a social life. So yes, I'm caught
so
up on everything.
So let's fucking unpack.
Let's unpack.
First of all, Salt Lake City, epic.
Iconic.
Iconic. We're loving it. They get in a fight over the thumbs up emoji.
Okay.
As people, like these are also older women arguing about emojis. As people who like are of the emoji generation, me and you, not to brag, but we are. What's your opinion of the fight?
Okay. Did she mean the thumbs up emoji as a fuck you to Lisa? Yes. Mm-hmm. If you sent me a thumbs up emoji, I would be like, okay. Like, I wouldn't take it as you were saying fuck you to me.
You nailed it. My thing is, emojis are all about context. You can make any emoji shady if you believe in it enough. Like, any emoji can be shady.
Have confidence.
So there is no rule of like that is shit. I mean, like we don't, for example, the prayer hands, apparently that's two people high-fiving. Like we just make it what we want it to be.
Right. One time my guy friend said that he sent like this girl was texting him sexually and he sent like the cowboy emoji back. And I was like, how did you manage to make that like sexual? Like I don't get, he was like, so I sent her back the cowboy emoji. And I was like, why?
He was like, what kind of weird emoji like, role play are you doing?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't get it at all. Okay, I will say this though. Lisa is my favorite person on the planet currently.
Why?
Her one-liners, if I gave you a Chanel necklace and you choked on it, not my problem. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, what? I love you. I'm obsessed with you.
They make us want to step up our game.
And here's the thing. What she did to Heather, is that her name? The blonde that she pretended not to know? Was wrong and like she meant it, whatever. But the way she fights with Heather being like, I don't care what your opinion is of me. Like it has, what you think of me has nothing to do with me, basically.
Yeah.
She nailed that fight. Like even though she was wrong, she won.
But Heather,
which is
like,
hard to do.
Do you know why she won? Because Heather wants her to like her deep down.
Yeah.
Yes. The person who cares the more most. Will always lose.
Yep. Which is true in like relationships.
Life. It's I think just, that's our mental health moment. I think we just hit it. If you care too much about anything, which is hard because when you love something or you want something, you care so much. But if you care too much, you will self-sabotage. You will overthink it. You have to just trust and manifest and let that shit go.
Yeah, let that shit go.
Like relationships, also, if you care too much, you fuck that shit up.
At that age, like when I'm a grown, I mean, I am grown, which is terrifying. But like when
like,
I'm
a child
mom,
bride, when I'm not a I'm child bride.
When I'm not a child bride, like I don't care today if like someone dislikes me. I'm like, okay, like whatever. Mm-hmm. If I care that much at that age, like sad.
But this is the thing. Going back to Charli D'Amelio.
I do love Heather, though.
Why do you like Heather?
I don't know. I just like her. I feel like she's actually really nice and, like, just down to have fun. Like, she doesn't. Yeah. And she just wants to be liked. Like, she's just like, why don't you like me? Like, I don't get it.
And I kind of like that she got a divorce. Like, good for her. Get out of a relationship you don't like.
Dude, I'm all
even though he's loaded.
Get out of it. Break up.
I do think that it sucks to be hated by someone, but, like, it's easy to be like, you know what? I don't care what that person thinks. But when it's, like, thousands of people hating you, like when you're in the public eye and thousands of trolls decide right. to go at you, then you start to be like, it's me.
Oh, I mean, 100%.
But now we're getting dark. Anyway, have you caught up with Southern Charm?
I haven't seen the most recent one.
Same.
But I love Madison.
Why?
I just like her. I like looking at her on my TV screen.
I think Madison has an amazing, like, star quality to her.
Yes, that's what
when
it is.
When she, like, barely opens her mouth when she speaks and has, like, the... Well, I do, like, my Madison impression that I love where she's just like, if you talk bad about me, I'll kill all of you.
Yeah.
Bless your little hearts, but don't you... Austin, if you fuck me over, I will cut your dick off. Okay?
I love her.
I love my
you
son,
do her voice so
and
well.
I love my hair and I love being myself, but if you cross me... I will ruin all y'all lives. Okay?
Thank and you. She says it's
like
so
she never changes the volume.
No, she's always like same
monotone.
Tone. Yeah, and I love it.
Do you think her and Austin will last? They're like, they were really lovey-dovey on an Instagram live last night.
They're very cute together. I think they have, you know, when you see couples and you're like, wow, you guys are down for each other. Like really yeah. down for each other. And I feel like we have kind of more of like an inside scoop because we've been on reality TV. I feel like there's times where I can see Austin and Madison looking at each other
yeah.
and having conversations without saying
like
anything.
They're starting to be like us against the world type
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, like they're looking at each other like we got this. You know
yeah.
what? I love that. I want
I
someone
love
to
Austin.
Look at me like that.
I know that Madison and I think we had a little tension because last season Austin and I had a little scene where yeah. like we were like kind of flirting and then I would do some lives with him and I overheard. I don't think Madison was like happy, whatever. Long story short, Austin and I are just friends. Like mm-hmm. we've always been. And I love him and I think he's a really good guy and I don't know Madison, but I just feel like I just want them to be happy. And like Austin is such like boyfriend material, you know?
I like, think they've like been through some shit. Like who hasn't? But if you can
he was so cute with her son.
Yeah, it was adorable. I think they're also like they look like Ken and Barbie.
They do.
You know, I definitely think that they're going to make it and I want them to get married.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I love them.
It's hard because they really are the people you like watching on the show because Catherine scares me.
Yeah, I would be scared to be on Catherine's bad side.
No, but just in general, how she's like.
What's the new girl's name, too?
Oh, shit. I forgot. But I like her.
I like her too.
But the thing with Catherine is like, what kind of person finds out that their baby daddy and person they're with impregnated someone else and had zero emotion? Literally was like, hey, can you pick up my car? Like, hey, do you have almond milk? Like that was how she spoke when she
I
was
have
like,
so many thoughts.
Thomas made someone
so
pregnant.
Many thoughts.
And Danny's like big eyes were like, ah!
I mean, that's crazy. I think she knew she was being filmed mm-hmm. and she was just holding it all in because she didn't want to come off in any certain way. So she was just like having a baby with someone else.
But they also found out that like it's her lawyer. So like she kind of knew something shady was going on. I just can't believe he didn't tell her. And I can't believe that he was on our TV screens again.
No, I
didn't. He
nobody
like tweet shit
about that
saying
enough.
Like, I'll never
no
be
one
on that
talked
fucking
about
show
it.
Again.
Yeah. Why wasn't that a bigger deal? Like when he popped up, I was like, what the? He creeps me out so much.
So
like I get the heebie-jeebies much. When he's on the TV. I'm like, no, I don't like it.
It's a final question. Mm-hmm. Do you think Cameron's, I mean, I won't even put it in the universe, but do you think Cameron's husband was in any way guilty of anything?
I love Cameron. She was my favorite. I loved her since she was on The Real World. I think she's adorable. Mm-hmm. I think she's so cute. Mm-hmm. It pains me, but I think where there's smoke, there's fire. And if it really, really wasn't true and you're on a reality TV show that you've been on for 8 years, you know how this shit works. You could have come onto the show this season and been like, that's a ridiculous statement and defended yourself. But I think for you not coming on because you're scared of what could really come out, that makes me think that like maybe he did slip up, which like... Okay.
We'll never know.
But
I do think that reality TV, if you look at it historically, especially the housewives, it will tear apart your relationships. And it almost feels like maybe her stepping back was her being like, it's time for me to now work more on my relationship.
Which
my
I get. Which I think she made the right decision. I think everyone comes
I think
through.
Naomi too. Like, because if they want to continue, then her and her boy need to start like showing more shit. Right. And he was getting a lot of hate, and that he probably was like, look, I didn't sign up for
it. Right. Like, I don't want to be on it. And she was like, cool. Yeah. I love you so much. You're above this. You're like,
or just, it's not his path. It's not his journey.
Yeah. And she's like, I'd rather be a wife.
Finally, let's talk about the OC. Have you been watching? Is it like the one-off that people like aren't excited about of the Housewives?
I'm not excited about it. I don't care about the OC Housewives. I don't want to be attacked for this. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's definitely the trashiest of the franchises.
Was it always though?
I don't know. Even though it's like the original, they're their original franchise. They're the original.
Do you remember Megan Edmonds was on it?
Yeah.
Wasn't Heather Dubrow on it?
Yeah, I used to like, love it. No,
that was. It changed.
When Heather was on it, I think it was my favorite. Right now, I just like, I'm not invested in any of their lives.
This is what's hard. I love Gina. Gina makes me laugh. Mm-hmm. But Bronwyn has cried the entire time. And as someone, like, crying is healthy and it's something I'm trying to do more. It's like an orgasm for your eyes. However,
you haven't cried
it's hard to feel
minute.
Empathy for her because she's like calling people's kids Lemonade Boy. She's like,
yeah, she's like a whole mess. There's almost part of me that I really don't want to say this because we are on reality TV and people say like crazy shit about us. So I don't want to be like a hypocrite. OC feels very, we're on a TV show. Like we have to make it explosive. We have to do this and we have to do that. So like people are watching. Like it almost feels like a little bit fake. I'm like, okay, well, that's like you're being like a little outrageous.
Well, also the whole like, did Shannon say that Gina's house was sad is like three episodes in now, and it's like this is an off-camera conversation. Like this is not interesting. Like no, we'll
like,
never know the answer.
I don't care.
Also, Shannon, you're renting,
right? I think that OC is one of the only franchises that like, okay, they fight and there's crazy shit, but I love when Housewives adds in like some funny stuff too. Like they never have funny things that happen. Do you know what I mean?
Also, Kelly Dodd is in, like, every controversy ever.
You know my thoughts on Kelly Dodd.
Oh, when she, like, laughed at her
She just scares me. She just scares me. Like, I'm nervous. Like,
Someone showed that, like, Kelly Dodd actually looks just like Shane, who's Emily's husband, like, a meme. And it, like, looked, and people were like, let's piss off Kelly Dodd. But, yeah, I've been watching Little OC.
Like, I want to like it, but I've been, like, in the middle of episodes, and I'm like, oh, my God, shut the fuck up. And I, like, turn it off. You know, where, like, Potomac and Salt Lake City, I'm like, I need more.
Can we discuss Potomac for a second? Because I'm afraid I'm in a fight with Candace.
First of all, you did amazing on Watch What Happens Live. Tell me why you feel like that.
Okay, so I was on chat room, and Portia is best friends with Monique. Her and Monique and T'Challa and all the families like go on vacation. She loves Monique, and she's been taking Monique's side a little. Mm-hmm. And then Giselle is taking Candace's side.
Okay.
And I watched the fight. I watched it many times because I have to talk about it. And what happened is I think Candace got a little drunky because Candace was actually acting a lot better and mature. I thought she was super mature at the lake house when she like walked away. I think Monique was being a little crazy and like trying to stir shit up. Candace got a little drunk at the winery.
Yep.
And she started doing the whole drag me, bitch, drag me. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? Drag me. What are you going to do? Drag me. And then Monique did the little hair flick. Mm-hmm. And then Candace touched her jacket.
Yeah.
And then Monique dragged a bitch. Mm-hmm. So when I was on the talk show, I kind of was like, look, like, talk shit, get hit. Like, what did you mean when you said drag me? But then it's ultimately, like, I don't want to be like, oh, you should, like, hit people.
Right.
But I just was saying, like, it's not like she didn't. My mom as a principal would say, like, Monique got suspended. But, like, if this happened. But Candace also, like, definitely had a couple detentions for this. Like,
right.
It wasn't so simple. So then I go on Watch Emma's Live. I think Candace knew what I said about her. I think she did. I don't think she likes me. I'm saying I don't think she likes me. And that's okay because, you know, my job is to have opinions on people I've never met.
Right.
And that was my opinion.
You've made a whole career of made just a whole career of talking it. Shit.
And I don't really know her. She was nice. She's in like a lot. But she's in fucking dark drama because now it's become legal. You know, right. Ash, what's your opinion on her being so mad that Ashley made a statement saying like Candace put a butter knife to her face, because people are like really upset at Ashley about it. But my thing is like, Ashley hates Candace. Like, she's not being snaky.
I just think it's like, okay, yeah, no, you can't touch someone. Like, you literally, no. Like, you can't, you, that's never the answer. You cannot touch someone.
It's definitely not an answer.
I don't care if they said the most horrible things to you that anyone's ever said in your their lives. Like, you just can't touch someone. In the same breath, if someone touches you, it's so, like, loser-ish to, like, get the cops involved. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's like when you're in school and someone does something and then you go tell the teacher and you look at that person, you're like, dude, it's like when someone raises their hand and says, you forgot to give us the homework. You're like, bro, come on.
Get the cops involved, but then don't get upset if it gets fucking messy. Because I just have to say, when rich people start suing each other and getting cops involved,
it's like come on.
No shit, Monique is going to come back with something. Like, when you're rich, you're not scared of getting lawyers involved. So, like, she's all like, oh my god, Monique countersued, or Monique whatever, or Ashley's getting a statement. It's like, yeah, it's gotten fucking ugly and these people are never gonna be friends anymore. And I don't know how Potomac is gonna continue with these like three people who like can't be in the same room.
Like, you'd have to legitimately threaten my entire life and like be sending me ransom letters for me to like call the cops.
Especially if I was like, punch me, punch me, punch me, punch me, and then you punch me and I'd be like, no. The thing is, no, don't punch, don't do whatever. But It was shady, but also, like, I just want to tell Candace, if she's listening, I don't hate you, girl. Yeah. I'm just having opinions. I love you. I respect you. You have a beautiful voice.
There is something, like, to be said about Monique. Like, to actually be in a situation and touch someone is kind of crazy, because I feel like I've been in situations before where, like, I'm like, oh, my God, I think this girl's going to hit me. Mm-hmm. You know? And, like, you just freeze. Mm-hmm. And one time, this is, okay, quick story, and then we'll be done. One time I was out, I was in college, I was with my boyfriend, who I dated in college, very good-looking human, just recently got engaged, good for him. Anywho, I'm out with him, and there's this girl sitting by us who, like, we kind of know, and she says, like, a rude comment to my boyfriend, like, and touches him in some way. And I was just like, ugh, I, like, don't love that she just touched you, and also, like, you're gross. And then she said something to me, and was like, what was that? And I, like, immediately got nervous. But obviously, I'm Italian and from Albany, so, like, I have to talk a little bit of shit under my breath.
Yeah.
And I was like, don't talk to me. You have, like, your tongue pierced. And she goes, what did you just? I mean, this girl had her tongue pierced. She was like, what did you just say to me? And she leaned over and she pulled my hair. And in that moment, I was like, you could literally punch me in the face and I'm not doing anything. Like, I could never defend myself or touch someone back. And I just, like, backed up and I looked at my boyfriend. I go, she pulled my hair. Like, I have to now run away.
You don't know what you're going to do until you're in this situation. I got a drink thrown at me once and I never thought, like, I'd never had a drink thrown at me. Once a drink was thrown, I walked away. And I was like, who knew that I was a classy ass bitch? Because I didn't know I was.
Because,
like, I talk so much shit.
I always want to hype it up. Like, if someone came at me like, hold my hoops, I will fuck you up. In reality,
if someone could drink at me, I'd fucking break my glass.
Did she just touch me?
I was like, I need to remove myself from the situation.
But you start talking with a British accent. You're like, you are so uncouth.
That was uncouth. And I didn't want to relate to you at all. I also think, I have one more question.
Okay.
Let's not forget New Jersey when Danielle Staub pulled Margaret's hair. Danielle was saying terrible things. Margaret poured a drink on her. And then Danielle yanked her hair and she got like actually like what's her name is fine, Candace, physically.
Yeah.
I think Margaret actually got like whiplash or something.
And here's the thing. And Margaret's not like calling the cops. She's just like, and I don't fuck with you anymore.
No, but then everyone turned against Danielle and basically was like, hey, you went too far. But Teresa jumped in the Teresa is fine with her because Teresa's, you know, she's seen worse shit than that. She's flipped tables.
She's like, get over it.
I do think like hair pull. I don't know. But regardless, I also think that like you never want to get to that physical level, obviously.
Moral of the story is Hannah and I would never start a physical altercation. And if one happens with us, we're not going to continue it. Like, we would just stand there, like, shocked.
But I do have to say, if a girl ever, like, touched you.
Yeah. Okay, that's a different situation.
Then I would jump in and whoop that ass. Yeah. And there's also a weird thing. Girls, like, don't mess with me, I think, because I'm, like, weirdly muscular.
Yeah.
Like, I've never felt.
If you really wanted to, you could kick the shit out of someone.
That's the thing. Like, I know I'd whoop that ass.
But you'd be
you are a dainty little cricket. However, yeah. I am a solid force to be reckoned with, and I will be your bodyguard. Like, if we went out post-COVID and, like, people said shit to you, I would just stand there and be like, what'd you say?
Part of me Italians wants to see, like, you punch someone in the face.
Italians are more like, is there a problem here?
Yeah, like, we just talk a lot.
We talk a
lot. Like, I'm not actually going
to. And, like, Candace, shout out to you. I respect a girl with a sharp tongue. Yeah. But at some point, you're going to say it to the wrong person, 1,000%. And there will be repercussions. But no one was really right in that situation. But I don't want to say that, like, I definitely think Monique was more wrong. Sorry, that was just, like, something I had to get off my chest.
Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with spring break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get $100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code GIGGLY to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded, which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply. Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorne. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally, plus they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the sleepy time drink with magnesium. If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorne makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorne, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorne is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers, 47,000 healthcare professionals, and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/GigglySquad and use code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad, for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
Yeah. This was any great. Final thoughts?
No, did we have a question? Like a...
We do actually have one advice question.
Okay, that's
from,
like a quick one.
Yes. Okay, at SOL get at me. I have... This is a guy. This is a guy giggler.
Ooh.
Straight guy giggler.
Oh my God.
I have very close female friends, 1,000% platonic, he said. Might be overcompensating. Okay. But my girlfriend feels like they are backup girlfriends. Help.
This is a hard one.
Cause there are guys. I like when guys have good platonic female friends because it makes me feel like they grew up with sisters, they understand women, whatever. I hate to say this, but it like depends how hot they are and how good their personalities are. Like if they're hot with terrible personalities and they're just his friends.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
But if they're like actually good people, solid history, like then you're just being insecure. Like you know when a girl wants to fuck your mans. Even if he thinks they're just a friend, you have to stop.
There is a meme and it's quite possibly my favorite meme that's ever created. And it's a guy saying, my boyfriend thinks that all my guy friends want to fuck me. And I think about that a lot when I'm fucking my guy friends. Okay, here's how I feel.
Wait, a girl is thinking that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a lot of guy friends.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference between my platonic relationships with some of my guy friends and my other guy friends is if I want to sleep with you or not. Like, if I'm not sexually attracted to you, then you're platonic. If there's something, like, if I find you attractive, we probably flirt sometimes.
But those guys you're not attracted to, do you think they're friends with you because they're attracted to you?
Yes.
So people are always like, the guy, girl, friend, you know, debate, you don't know what the answer is. I do. In any guy-girl friendship, there's some sense of attraction.
Yep.
Whether it's physical or emotional. I'll say it. Andrew Collin and I think Andrew wants to fuck me.
Mm-hmm.
We argue about it all the time, but I think he does. Mm-hmm. And I'm attracted to his personality. I think he's very funny and adorable.
Out of all my guy friends, I think I have maybe one that's like my really, really good guy friend.
Yeah.
That we would never sleep with each other. And not because he's not good looking. I think he's very good looking. But it's just, it would never happen. It would just never happen. But I do have a lot of guy friends that I'm like, maybe one day. You know, like it's always in the back of my head. I'm like,
I just want to say, like, Andrew and I will never have sex. However, it's like he's like my best guy friend. But it like makes it fun. Like you have to have some kind of like fun attraction to them.
There's also people that think like you can never have a legitimate friendship with the opposite sex and there not be something going on. I think that's false.
No,
I think you can.
That's totally false. Because it's like you could be attracted to their personality and never make any kind of and just love hanging out with them and think they're so funny and cool.
Here's the other thing. If I was dating someone and my boyfriend I'm uncomfortable with you being so close to them, you have to really put yourself in their situation.
Let's just say that like Andrew and I, we have like no one's even put it out there. I mean, people joke that we should date. But like if I was dating someone, I can't FaceTime Andrew 5 times a day. It's just
right,
not
it's
inappropriate.
It's inappropriate.
Yeah, even though like there's no one's like nervous and I'm going to cheat with Andrew.
Right.
It's just, no, they're not the man in your life.
Yeah.
And also with all your friendships, you're not going to hang out as much. So I think
if I had a boyfriend and he's FaceTiming like 5 chicks a day, whether they're pretty or they're not, or I'm nervous or they're not, like it's weird. You can't do like, no.
Also, pretty is very like subjective.
Yeah.
If the bitch looks like me and you think I'm hot, then we have a fucking problem.
Honestly, pretty is very subjective. Every time I've ever been cheated on in my life, I guarantee you the girl's not as hot as me. And I'm like, why did you do this to us? But anyway, but so yeah, it has
so
nothing to
do
with
So what do you think
that.
This guy should do? He has very close female friends that are very platonic, but they feel like they're backup girlfriends. I would say to her, if I wanted to date those girls,
I'd be dating them. Yeah, I'd be dating them, but also put yourself in her situation and maybe like reel it back just a little. Like you can't
reel
have
it
your way 100%.
Like
so,
don't
yeah.
prioritize their time ever
right.
over her time.
So
make decisions based on her, not
right.
them.
reassure her that it is platonic, but also, you know, maybe dial down the amount of times you're talking to them and hanging out with them just to make your girlfriend feel a little bit more secure. There's nothing wrong.
Well, think about it. Girlfriends or like wives will get jealous when like husbands have a close relationship with their mom. Like obviously they're not going to fuck the mom.
Right.
But it's like, it's the prioritizing of love. So right. just make sure that like she knows that she's more important than those girls in her
life. Yeah, because obviously there's something in your relationship that she's not feeling super secure. Like I've been in relationships where I haven't felt secure and every little girl I'm like, but do you like her? Is it blah, blah, blah. And then when you're in a relationship where you're like, he would never cheat on me. Like you just never talk about it. Like
and like have more guys nights or like get some guy friends. Like,
just be prioritize courteous. This girl. What's his name?
His name is Soul Get At Me.
Soul Get At Me, be courteous.
Be couth.
Be couth. So uncouth.
And with that said, thank you for giggling with us today. Yeah, this was a fun so one. Fun.
This was. We talked a lot. We chatted it up. We talked a lot of shit. We chopped it the fuck up.
We chopped it up. I hope you guys chop up your turkey this Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. We're grateful for the gigglers. You have no fucking idea.
Merch coming soon. If you subscribe to our Patreon, you would be able to see the sweatshirt right now that I'm wearing.
Go to patreon.com/gigglysquad, $5 a month. You get all access to everything early, all the videos, some surprise content, and then subscribe, rate, review this podcast so that we can climb the charts for our own, you know, egos.
Peace.
Peace be with you all. Happy Turkey Day. Hope you don't eat tofurkey, but if you do, it's okay. Bye.